Is Rue Yorey really on the line with us this morning? Rue, are you there?
I think so. I think I made it this time.
Yay! I love it. The American Ninja Warrior defeated by ancient radio equipment. I hate it when that happens. So last night, they made you sit and watch, too, to find out, basically, whether you made it to the next step on American Ninja Warrior. The show is on which network?
NBC.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking, but I wasn't exactly sure. So the show's on NBC, and you see these people that are just, I mean, obscenely fit, performing all of these wacky, you know, physical challenges in order to advance to the next level. Now, you made it through the semifinals. You are in stage one national finals, and next Monday we'll find out if you're going on to stage two. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct. So these first two episodes, they split up stage one in between the first episodes. We didn't know which episode that we'll be featured on, if either one, to be honest. But next week, either way, I'll be able to announce how I did and whether or not I have a chance to... Or you'll have a chance to see me on stage two or not.
Da, 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 da. So you have you have NBC tuned in all the time, and you're just waiting for the commercials to see if there's a clip of your face or something, maybe. So
yeah,
you know if you're
going
to be in the next episode.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I know how I did. It was pre-filmed, and so I know the results, but I don't know how they're going to put the show together. And so we get to watch along with everybody else. And, you know, it's fun for me. It's fun to see how the show comes together. It's always fun watching now my friends and whatnot, you know, take on these obstacles. And I didn't get to see all of the runs and that kind of stuff because, you know, we're getting ready to run ourselves, so I miss some stuff. So it's nice to be able to watch it and see how it all comes together.
Now, the really interesting thing, not surprising that I'd feel this way, but to me, one of the really interesting things is that you're calling yourself the Canine Ninja Warrior, and you are doing this in part to bring awareness to dog rescue. You've had a couple of really well-known dogs. They've gone to the Rainbow Bridge by now, but Hector and Wallace, can you tell us just a little bit about what made Hector and Wallace so famous? Because they were actually in the national spotlight and kind of dragged you along with them, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Wallace was a pit bull that was at a shelter. People were kind of concerned that he was a liability, and they were kind of thinking about euthanizing him. My wife and I stepped up. We discovered that he really liked to catch a Frisbee. I taught myself how to throw a Frisbee, and we started competing, and we became a national and world champion Frisbee dog team. And so that was pretty rare at the time. You know, since Wallace and I had so much success, a lot more pit bulls have gotten into the sport, and, just kind of cool to show pit bulls in a different perspective than what a lot of people had been hearing about them. And then that led to Hector, who was one of the dogs rescued from the Michael Vick dogfighting case. And Hector was an amazing dog. He had scars all down his chest, but, you know, once he got out of that situation, he was able to prove who he really was, and he became a certified therapy dog. He was used a lot to, to show, you know, that what we thought about those dogs at the time wasn't necessarily the case, and we really need to go in there and find out and, you know, see who they are firsthand rather than making a bunch of assumptions based on what they look like or, you know, their background, and, really kind of help change the perspective. Like you said, unfortunately, you know, they passed away a couple years ago, but, I was always trying to think of some way to continue that story, and, you know, there's still a ton of dogs in those situations that need homes. So I loved obstacles. I've always been an athletic guy. And I was like, American Ninja Warrior, this looks so fun. And I'm like, if I get the chance, I don't want to just have fun for myself. I'd like to make an impact with something that I believe in. And so I'm like, why not, you know, use this platform to encourage people to think about adopting their next dog. And it's worked out so awesome. It's been so much fun. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Rue, I really, really was hoping that you said that until Wallace, you sat on the couch and you ate chips and you watched television and then Wallace somehow, you know, drew you out. But, oh, no, I'm never going to be your kind of dog person. I'm going to be, I like the little handicapped dogs that just want to sit so that we can watch people like you on television accomplishing things.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, Rue, a little bit about how you think the attitudes about, because the pit bull thing happening when it did, Dobermans, I had a Doberman myself. Dobermans, you know, have been demonized in the past, and lots of other dogs have been demonized. But pit bulls became demonized at a time when we had social media and we had the internet and we had the ability to talk and communicate and to educate people. Do you think that breed-specific legislation, where many communities say, no, you cannot own a pit bull or a pit bull mix in this community, do you think that we've made progress on getting rid of that kind of legislation?
Yeah, we're definitely making progress. I think the tide has turned. We definitely have ways or some still room to go. There are still cities that, you know, do have it in place. Usually now that if cities start to bring it up, it gets shot down because people realize that, A, it's not effective, B, it targets a lot of innocent people and innocent dogs that haven't done anything wrong, and that's not right either. I mean, I think everybody can agree we need to, you know, deal with dangerous dogs, but we need to do it in a way that is fair to everybody and doesn't create more victims on the other side. So I think we are definitely making progress. Again, we still have some ways to go, but we're keep plugging forward for sure.
So if you make it to the finals, well, even regardless, having come as far as you have, what are you hoping that this has actually done for boots on the ground dogs that need new homes?
Well, I think it just, is going to make people think about it. You know, a lot of people don't even think about maybe going to the shelter or to check out a rescue to, you know, acquire their next dog or cat. Also, a lot of people think that, you know, shelter dogs, they're there for a reason. You know, they're bad dogs or that kind of stuff. Not the case. You know, Angus was on the show. He was a certified therapy dog. He's the sweetest dog I've ever met, you know, and he was rescued. A lot of these dogs are in the shelter, in the rescue, not because they chose to be there, not because through any fault of their own, just circumstances led them there. And so, you know, I'm just hoping that I can at least plant a seed in somebody's mind, or at least, you know, kind of open up a conversation so that they consider it, because there are a lot of great dogs sitting in kennels, and if people don't step up for them, then unfortunately they don't make it out. So, you know, it's just kind of, and this, I mean, it's a huge platform. I'm reaching tons and tons of people. So like I said, I'm just hoping generally get people thinking about it.
Well, we're really lucky here in the Duluth Superior community because the Animal Allies shelter here in town has a 98-99% live release rate. And animals are only euthanized there if they've got a terribly horrific health condition, if it's in their best interests, or if for whatever reason they are considered to be really dangerous. And but basically what that means in a community like ours is that 98% of the animals that walk in walk out with a loving home. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rue, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, I know that in the theater you say to people to wish them luck, you say break a leg. I'm assuming with athletes that's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
How do you just say, like, good luck?
Yeah, good luck is good.
All right.
I'd rather be lucky. Thank you. I'll take luck any day.
Thank you much, and go home and hug those four-leggeds for me.
Will do. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Canine Ninja Rue Yorey. We'll be able to find out next week on American Ninja Warrior if he progresses to stage 2 national finals. He is a native of Rochester, Minnesota, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.